if I wasn't a mercenary? Well, I mean, I haven't really put much thought into that. At least not recently, anyway. I love this job, especially now. We get to travel, meet new people, and every now and again, the boss gives me a new shiny toy to play with. I mean, okay, the killing isn't, you know, ideal, but our boss isn't as shady as some others that I've worked for. Truth be told, I've done some pretty, well, some pretty bad things for money. I've worked for people who didn't care who else was taken out as long as the target went down and you know, a hail of bullets. Other bosses were... they were willing to kidnap and hurt innocent people just to make a client bend to their will. And I've seen a lot of drug deals go south at the drop of a hat and finish with a body going belly up down the river. And if someone happened to report it, well, we took care of them too. Although, there was one point where I wanted to get out of the business. See, I had been sent to visit one of the boss's detention camps. I wasn't really surprised. Boss usually kept moles and suspected spies there, and we'd work them over for information. And boss, he just said that I needed to go finish up. I thought I was going to go interrogate, you know, some nobody. Someone who had, you know, stuck their nose in a place it didn't belong. I figured I was just supposed to go learn who knew of our organization and then go report back. But I guess I was too naive. Because the prisoner, she wasn't just anybody. She was my partner, the one who had trained me. And this wasn't an interrogation, but a test. Apparently, my partner had had enough, and of course, she had never said a word to me about it, but I don't know. Somehow, the boss found out about it, and that was the moment I realized that boss, he wanted me to kill two birds with one stone. Almost literally. He wanted me to kill the canary before it could sing, and that in itself would prove my loyalty. If I hadn't have done it, I would have surely been next. I have no doubt that there were guns at the ready outside that cell, waiting, just waiting to shoot me if I didn't do it. So I made the only choice that I could. After that, I started thinking about how much pain I'd caused over the years, and my regret grew for months. Of course, I couldn't utter a word about it to anyone because, well, I didn't want to end up like my partner, and I didn't want any of the others to be in the position I was, having to, you know, prove their loyalty. Let's just say the time between then and now was anything but easy. No one just falls off the radar. You fight tooth and nail to stay under it. One slip up can mean that it is all over for you. There were a lot of people that were eager to get me in their crosshairs. Even now, I'm still always looking over my shoulder. back then. I honestly, I don't even know what I was thinking. So what if I quit the mercenary life? What was I going to do? Go get a job flipping burgers? Go get a real ID? Pay my taxes? Sign a mortgage? I was ridiculously naive. As if my old bosses didn't have eyes on the inside. I quickly learned that there is no shortage of dirty cops or corrupt judges out there, let alone seedy politicians that can be pushed to tweak the laws for a small favor here and there. Honestly, once they brought me in on some dumb infraction, I thought I was done for. I really did. But then, by some miracle, boss was there and he knew. He knew what was going to happen. And, well, he gave me an out. And I took it, gladly. And I've worked for him ever since. All in all, I like it here. We do good work, like protecting that village in the jungle. I don't know. Protecting and defending feels a lot better than pillaging and plundering. And, you know, the best part of all is the fact I got to meet you. I always worried that maybe I could never redeem myself for everything I've done. That maybe, I don't know, maybe I just didn't deserve happiness. But after meeting you, I feel like maybe the powers that be are, I don't know, looking upon me a little more favorably these days. And for that, I am really lucky. Oh, you smell that? I can smell Gordo's cooking anywhere. I think dinner's almost done. Come on, let's go grab some grub and we can come back out here to eat under the moonlight together. Sound good?